Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm sitting in today with Olivia, as always. Olivia, we've been hanging out together quite a bit on these shows, talking about travel tips and destinations and helping people find those quarters also, too. That could be inspiration with our quarter mile segment that we do. I just love that segment. That's great inspiration.
Becoming a bit of a regular on the show. It's an honor.
Well, hey, you've been with the show for a couple of years, actually, doing lots of behind the scenes research and everything. So it's great to have you sitting in the studio with me on a regular basis. Now, hey, what do we have now? Because we promised the folks that we would talk about all of these online resources that are out there. And I know you are a big fan of Condé Nast. So am I. I love their online site where you can go and you can find a lot of different information. They have great articles with a lot of information about where to stay, where to eat, where to play. And of course, my favorite thing, you got to shop when you go traveling.
Exactly. And this is a great website if you're like me and you love travel, but you can't really do it right now. It's not realistic. But you can get plenty of inspiration on websites like Condé Nast. And like Anita said, they usually categorize their articles into stay, eat, play, and shop. And on their stay examples currently, they have you can now book luxury hotels for just a few hours. So this is great if you're like, you know, traveling through Europe possibly and you just need to take a quick power nap. Or you need to, you know, do an important call in the middle of all your traveling.
A meeting or something, too.
Right. There's now an app called Recharge that allows you to book hotel rooms by the minute. So that's really useful.
The clock is ticking.
Yes, for people on the go.
Well, you know, I like that idea. That's a great concept because I have been sitting in the airport with, say, a 4 or 5 hour layover, and it's just kind of like you're twiddling your thumbs. You're like, what can I do? So it'd be great to have that app, especially if you are having this long layover between two long flights or between destinations with kind of big time changes, time differences.
Right. You know, one of my ongoing storylines is trying to plan a trip to visit my friend in South Korea. And a lot of the layovers are over 10 hours. So this would be a perfect, you know, app for that trip in the future at some point.
Well, we have to check that app out. So what's the name of it again?
That is the Recharge app.
Well, you know, I like Condé Nast also, too, because they have great photographs. We left that part out. You can definitely get inspired just by looking at the photographs, even if you don't read the articles. But I suggest you read the articles because they have a lot of great details within them. But certainly the food. I mean, I love to see their food pictures. And they give a lot of great examples also, too, of places to eat. Like they recently posted something about the 10 best rooftop bars in Miami. So if you're heading to Miami, going to Miami Beach, you kind of want to know, you know, where can I hang out?
Luxury.
Yeah, luxury. I can see a little bit of maybe the ocean as well on some of those rooftops. They've got it there. And also, too, they talk about the most Instagrammable. I love that word, Instagrammable. The most Instagrammable breakfasts in Australia.
Yeah, that's a great example of the very specific articles they provide for your trips. And Instagrammable is definitely an asset these days. So,
well, hey, you got to get your Instagram pictures right. Otherwise, people are not going to like them. So they need to be right. So you can get pick up a lot of great suggestions also, too, on how to maybe capture not only the food, but also maybe some of the sites and things like that by looking at some of the pictures that are featured in Condé Nast.
Right. And then in their play section, they'll usually have someone write kind of a first-person account of a trip. So someone recently went to Merida, Mexico's most creative and affordable city. So that's good information there. And it tells you how to get around the area, where you should make your reservations, what you should bring home, like what kind of souvenir should you really look for in that area. That's a good tip that you don't see often.
Well, you know, that's a really good tip. And we have an article on our website, Travel Bags with Anita, that talks about really how to kind of go about the whole souvenir buying process. So you guys go to travelbagswithanita.com and check out that article before you go traveling this summer and this spring. Because, you know, a lot of times we want to just bring something back for everybody, but there is a way to be a little bit strategic about it. And articles like this can help us be a little bit more strategic about it instead of just piling in all of those trinkets to bring those home. But now, you know, I love to shop. So they also have an article that tells you a little bit about the right way to pack a carry-on bag.
Yeah, they give you, it's a fun little video where they pack the bag. They show you how everything is compiled in the best way possible so nothing gets smushed. You can access the most important things right away. And they also have some useful recommendations like bringing a pack of fuzzy socks to keep warm if you get cold on a long flight. And also a portable charger would be useful on a long flight too, if you're going to be using your iPad for, you know, movies or emailing.
A portable charger, I tell you, nowadays, I don't think we can live without those. You have to have that portable charger and make sure that it's charged. And also, too, just bring along your charger, because a lot of airplanes, now, if you're traveling by air, have also, too, the plug-in where you can do the USB, or either you can also plug it in electrically. And cars, too. The rental car that we had when I was in Tennessee had a USB port, and we were charging all day. It was no problem. We were taking all those Instagrammable pictures, and no worries. We were able to charge those phones and stay in the photography business a little bit. Now, there's some other sites as well.
Yeah, one of my favorites is called Atlas Obscura, which calls itself the curious and wondrous spot for travel destinations. And they have a lot of cool features, and one of them is they feature a place of the day. So yesterday's was Jembatan Akar in Padang, Indonesia. It's a Sumatran root bridge made out of two banyan trees that have grown together over 30 years to form a natural bridge across a river. So these are like very specific places, you know. Yeah. It's kind of like almost like a treasure hunt. Like you have to go search for these little, you know, hidden gems.
Yeah, these little unknown places. You know, a lot of times when you talk about the year of adventure that, you know, I'm asking everyone to consider for this year, those are the kind of things that you want to do. You want to find those kind of off the beaten path type places. And this site offers a lot of them, because you can also press their random tab and find a surprise attraction. So they have these things that, you know, just kind of pop up and can give you some ideas. So the Sunny Slope Shelter in Linden, Canada is what popped up, you know, when we were doing our research. And that's a century-owned old stone bunker in the middle of a field, sometimes called One Man's Castle.
Yeah, the pictures are really neat. It's just this tiny little door, and it goes down into a little, like, 7x13 bunker. And that's it.
That's it. That's it. That's all you get.
But definitely Instagrammable, because it's unique, you know?
Very Instagrammable. I think just seeing that out in the field and taking some great pictures of the meadows. That's another word I learned while I was in Tennessee, to call them meadows, not fields. Okay, so
important distinction.
That's an important distinction there. And then there's the coral reef taps, because if you're a scuba diver or even snorkeler, you definitely want to know about those things and where some of those great sites are. So that tab can definitely help you determine maybe where you want to plan that snorkeling or that scuba diving trip this summer.
Right. And one feature that they had on that tab was really unique. It's in Michigan. So 400 million years ago, Michigan was closer to the equator and covered in a tropical sea. And when the North American continent formed, some of that coral life is still there on Michigan's shore.
We don't necessarily think about coral and Michigan going together. When we talk about scuba diving, we're usually thinking about the Caribbean. Now, that is definitely what I think people should put on their list if they're looking for those type of adventures to go snorkeling or scuba diving.
Right. And if you're looking along the shore, it'll just look like regular old pebbles, but you got to pick them up and clean them and scrub them. And then you'll find these little hexagonal shapes that'll tell you that it's part of something that was created 400 million years ago.
Oh, so it could definitely be a place to go sort of searching.
Treasure hunt, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a treasure hunt. Maybe we can find some treasure there, some old coins as well. Then there are pyramids tabs, too.
Big on pyramids at Atlas Obscura.
Yeah.
You know, pyramids kind of weird people out.
Yeah, they can, but, you know, they can be fascinating because they really do take us far back in time and give us an opportunity to really explore how people used to live, and as well as worship in terms of religion. So that's definitely a good one as well. And then Objects of Intrigue is another tab that they have, which is pretty cool. And
they give you, like, some really cool articles on different artifacts that people have come across, such as 17th century engagement rings that have secret messages hidden inside them, and also when they're combined together, they create a secret message as well.
That's interesting. And X-Files and all those kinds of things too. So definitely check out their website at atlasobscura.com and be inspired to do something really, really different in your year of adventure. Now, today's show, talking about adventure, you can definitely have an adventure down on the Georgia coast on Sapelo Island. And our show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. So definitely check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. It's online, so you can check them out while you're checking out all these other websites. Or give them a call at 912-223-6515. And go ahead and book that Sapelo Island Birdhouse for a great adventure on the beach. There's a great beach there as well, too.
I don't know, in your back door?
Right in your back door. I don't know how many treasures you'll find. All the Blackbeard Islands right across the way. So there might be some treasures or some things there, too. You can go hunting to see if you can find his lost treasure chest. Maybe it's there. And you guys sit tight. We'll be back in just a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up. Just say goodbye.